Okay, so welcome to the podcast. This is Tribe Builder Ninja Simp, of Community Tribe Builder. And today I wanted to talk about what I've done in the last 2 weeks. And in those last 2 weeks, it's been number one thing that have impacted my life even more so than the 33 years of me being alive. And it's a very small lesson, but what I've derived from that lesson has impacted my life in so many different ways. And a lot of it is a combination of some of the things that I've been learning up until that time. And as I went through those 2 weeks, the lessons that I learned in those 2 weeks just sort of made everything come together, magnetized it, and just took it to another level. So I just want to spend some time talking about exactly what that lesson was and the story behind what built up to it. Okay, so starting from the top, I spent the last 2 weeks working with a company, an energy company, that's doing really good. They're doing a really good thing for the world. They're going out and they're putting addicts in for especially elderly people who are spending a lot of money on their light bill. Their light bill should not be at the level that they're paying for. And so this company is going out and they're helping these homeowners, and especially elderly people who are more susceptible to cold, really manage the heat in their house to keep them warm in the wintertime and cool in the summertime without having to use a lot of their electricity, because electricity is driving their bills up, of course. And so the process became going to their homes and talking to them and doing an energy survey of some sort and figuring out what exactly the problem was, whether it was the windows or the attic or whatever was causing the heat to escape their house, causing their bills to go up to $500 a month. And a lot of times it required a lot of work because their houses are so old and they've been there for so long without actually upgrading anything. So we dealt with that. The main lesson became in those talks that we had. We spent about 2 hours with these individuals, and in that time we learned a lot about them. As you could imagine, they don't see or talk to a lot of people. They spend a lot of time at home, standing at a wall. And not only do they just stand at a wall, but the next stage of their life is preparing to die, which is a lot of things that they have vocalized. They basically preparing themselves to die. That is the next logical step that they have accepted their life coming to. And in that, you know, that was only actually part of the lesson that I learned, or that contribute to what I learned. The other part of that is that there's a lot of people that are waiting to live. And meanwhile, there's people in our city that's waiting to die. Waiting for their bodies to shut down and to give up into life to no longer sustain them. And when you come face to face with that type of reality, it changes you. It absolutely changes you. It's sort of like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know. As soon as they got the slime on them, their properties was magnetized. And it highlighted the smaller properties of what made them up, and it turned them into a bigger creature, and it's, you know, they became the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But that realization there, where it was just being in close encounters with people that their next stage in life was to die, it just made everything make sense to me. And not necessarily make sense of comprehending it, but it's like being in that essence where you can finally operate in the knowledge that you know. Knowing that your future could be sitting around waiting to die. It's not a future that you should want. You're doing all these things in life, and you're working so hard and all these hours, and you're not enjoying yourself. Or maybe you are enjoying yourself. I mean, a lot of these people are well off. They've had plenty of vacations and travels, and probably own plenty of properties and whatnot. But in this moment, in this time phase of their life, they are literally sitting in the house waiting to die. But also on the flip side of that, you have a lot of people that's going day in, day out, doing mundane, very basic, self-appreciating, self-fulfilling task. And in essence, they are waiting to live. They have not fully been able to live yet. So it's like, what role are you going to take? And the role that I decided to take, the real, like, Capricorn of the lesson, was that I don't want to wait around to die. I want to die on my own terms. And I think when you come to the conclusion that you are willing to die on your own terms, that you now accept the fact that you can live on your own terms as well. You become fearless. You become focused. You get out there and you make it happen. The worst thing that could happen to you would not happen to you right now. The worst thing that could possibly happen to you is when you're sitting in the house wishing that you could have done something else. When you're thinking to yourself that the next stage, the next possible thing that you can accomplish is death. That is the worst place to be. So where you are right now, I challenge you to make mistakes. I challenge you to get it wrong. I challenge you to just screw it up. Because you right now has the strength to do it all over again. You have the strength to start over. You have the strength to fail and to pick the pieces back up again. But when you're 96 and the next possible thing that you can accomplish is to die in your mind, it's too late. It is very well too late. So be fearless. Be focused. Understand that you're there as a favor to them. When you walk into that door with your service, your product, you are doing them a favor. You're helping them get to where they need to go a lot faster. You're helping them avoid a lot more mistakes. You're helping them accomplish an amount of time that it would take them to accomplish it if they made more mistakes, if they paid more money. You are there to solve a problem. You're important. You're needed. You're essential. You are there to get answers. That's the bottom line. Deuces.